in Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Bay. We'd just like to go quickly over the Mishnah and the Gemara, just to mention really one Ha'ora which is bothering me. Let us see the Mishnah. Bayis Shehu Molei Peiris Benitchas. He had a bayis that was full of peiris, and then a chelik of the bayis became nitchas. Now one had an opportunity to take out the peiris, the mokem apchas. There's no yitom in mokem apchas, he's permitted to take from the mokem apchas. Meir oimer, af peiris lachatchila v'noitel, not only is he permitted to take it if it's nitchas, but he's permitted to be peiris. To be soiser, this mokem. So the Gemara asks, amai v'hokososor oihola. How's he permitted to be Poiches Abayis? He's over on Stiris Oil. Omar Rav Nachumi Bar Ada Omar Shmuel Ba'avira De Livni. It's speaking about a row that, there was like an opening in the house, and this opening was sealed off with rows of bricks. Ba'avira De Livni. Eini, V'omar Rav Nachman Hani Livni Diyato Mi Binyone Shori Letoltolino B'Shabata. That the bricks that are left over from a binyan, so they're not muktzeh shor totalino b'shabbat. You're allowed to be metalto them in Shabbos. Hayu b'chozi lemizgelayu, since you could rest on them, so they have a teres keli. They're not muktzeh. So ginu, what happens if you pile them up in rows? Is vade akzino. So my mailer, so the Gemara is asking, these bricks are huktzeh lebinyan. So how are you permitted to be seisa the bricks? It's still to muktzah. Amar Rabbi Zeire, b'yontev amru avoloi b'shabbos. Speaking about yontev, and the Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos says, that they tiru til to muktzah mishamoichel nefesh. That means it's yontev, and l'tzeirech yontev the matter til to muktzah. Avoloi b'shabbos. Now, I had spoken about this the last time we had learned, but I'd like to be malchiv a little. The Gemara asks Akasha, kososar oyolo. How is this permitted to be poiches yisoysan oyol? So, Rav Nachumi Bar Ada says, you have rows of bricks. So, from the Ritas Loshan HaGemara, it would seem, so Stamazah, you have rows of bricks which are not attached at all, that doesn't go into the gather of Stiris oil. That's the Pashtas Loshon HaGemorah. Rashi in Erevin says claw like that. Rashi in Erevin says that there's no Stiris oil Rashi in Erevin says that this is Rashi da Flamedal da Medbeis, Bavira de Livni, the Lav Stira Soyo. Lav Stira, Rashi says, Klo, it's not a Stira. It's not a Stira at all. You suddenly have bricks which are piled up one on top of the other, and without, and they're not attached anyway, that's not called a Stira. And the Meiri also brings down, Avira de Livni, the Enkan Issa Stira Klau, Afilamida Rabbonim. And it's mashma like this from the Gemara, because the Gemara did not mention speaking about Yom Tov. I mean, later the Gemara esakash, it's muktzeh, and well, it says it's speaking about Yom Tov. That was Rab Zeir's teretz. But on the first kasha, the first kasha is the kasha yisoyser an oyel. So the Gemara says it's speaking about avira de livni. Now, if there would be a stiras oyel midarabonon, and they were matter a stiras oyel midarabonon tzeich oichol nefesh, so you had to have right away this member of Rab Zeir. That is speaking about Yontev. The Gemara did not know speaking about Yontev. Reb Zeir was only brought in when the Gemara said it's muktzeh, then there was a problem. So the Rehitis Loshon HaGemara and the Meiri, and the Meiri says others say that there is a Stiris Oil, and then he says, V'loy nire, if there's a Stiris Oil by Avira de Livni, dem keil rameya heichi poiches lechatchil, devade lesherinin stire af midarabonot machmas oichol. The Meiri brings other Rishonim that learned that it is a Stiris Oil, but he says, so if that is a Stiris Oil, Midrabonos, how is this permissible? So, L'chayre, Dachsach Meir Pshatn de Gemara, it would seem fakert, I mean, we have the Meiri by us and Rashi in Erebin, that the Gemara answered, there's no Stiris Oil, period, it's Avira de Livni. Then the Gemara says, there's no Stiris Oil, there's Mukse. Gemara says Mukze, it's speaking about Yontif, and they were mater tiltal Mukze l'tzayrich Yontif. Now, I was Moira then, it's l'chayre, but it's a bitter geschäft. Now, in there's a machlekes, the Tanekame and Rameya, are you permitted to be peiches? Rameya holds peiches l'chatchila, the Tanekame holds you're not permitted to be peiches l'chatchila, dafke nivchas. Now, im keinem anachnu, that there's no stiris oil, there's only Mukze, so the reason the Tanekame holds that the reason the Tanakhama holds you're not allowed to be poiches is because of the Samukze. So how does Taisvis start off by saying, you know, here's a raya tiltal mukze is mutal l'tzorchechol nefesh, l'chedus ha-machlik is the Tanakhama and Rameyach. I mean, so that is one difficulty which I don't understand. But let's go a little further. Let's go a little further in the Gemara. We'll have another problem. The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Chaysamais, Omar Shmuel, Chaysamais Shebekarke Matir Avoloi Mafkia Voloi Chaytech. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chaysamais Pamadorish, this means fastenings, Chaysamais Shebekarke, Kegoin. Dalsois pisrei boirois umaoro. You had a boir or a maore that had a door on it. Haskurim bekishrei chabolim. And they were shut because of ropes. Ropes were tying them together. Now he wants to open up these dalsois. He wants to open up these dalsois. So the din is like this. Matir es hakesher. If there's a knot there that's holding the door together, he opens up the knot. The holav kesher shel kayoma. This is not a kesher shel kayoma. Shela hatir tomid hu osui. This, the whole purpose is to shut it and to open it. This is not called a kesher shel kayoma. Is matter. Is daus chaysomish bekarke matter. Avoloi mafkia veloi chaytech. Avoloi mafkia hachevel. He's not, doesn't take apart the rope. Lister avusag de los, he doesn't take apart, like the rope is like geflochten together, it's braided together, he's not permitted to take apart the braiding, he's not permitted to make it thinner. Veloi chaytech, he's allowed to cut the rope. Dostiri, v'yesh stire bebinyin shel karka. So this is a chelik of a binyin shel karka, this is dalsois, these are dalsois shebe karka, and so this has a din of karka. So now, so this is a chelik of it, so you're going to cut the rope, or be mafkiya the rope. This is, so you say so, this stire bekalke. That, Shmuel said, that's by chesomisha bekalke. Shebekele. If you have chesomisha bekele, matir, then you're allowed to open up the knot, or mafkiya, you're allowed to take apart the rope, for chaytech, you're allowed to cut the rope, because it's also stire, but ain't binyi vestire bekele. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yomtev. So now Shmuel said as follows: by Chaysomish Bekalke, that is a din stire. So this it's also Shain Shabbos Shain Yomtev. By Kalim, there's no din stire bekalim. So Shabbos and Yomtev is mutter. So Shmuel's guidelines was: if there's an issa stire, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yomtev. There's no issa stire, so it's mutter be Shabbos ve'yomtev. Meisve. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Chaysomei Shebekalke, B'Shabbos Matir, Avoloi Mavkiya, Voloi Chaytar. So Shabbos is permitted to untie the knot. That's a Kasha, that's not also this kind, that's Mutter. Avoloi Mavkiya, Voloi Chaytar. B'Yontev, Matir, U'Mavkiya, V'Chaytar. So what is the Kasha? So the Kasha is, you said, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontev. Here it says, there's an iser stire on chaysomis shebekalke Shabbos it's also a boyontev is mutter. So the Gemara says hamani rameiri. No, that's not kashe. That's going according to Rameya. Now I'm in hot water. I had just mentioned before that the lechayre the whole machlokes Rameya. I said mentioned the Meiri. The Meiri says that there's no iser stire by avira de livni. Because of the Venice Stira Vira the Livni Latzerich Yontev, there wouldn't be matter.
So there's no Issa-Stir, there's only an Issa-Mukta, and finish, and Rav Meir was matter the Issa-Mukta, but there's no Issa-Stir. Now, we have here an Issa-Stir. There's an Issa-Stir over here. And someone says, in Yontav, it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, no, that's no problem. That's Rav Meir. So L'chayre, from this Gemara, we see klar that Rav Meir was, that Ravira delivered it is an Issa-Stir, Rav Meir was matter the Issa-Stir, which is, Shver, we brought Raya's before that there's no Issa-Stir. Unless we would say, which I think is not mistaver at all to say, but let's just put it on record, that less will say that the Isser Tiltul Mukze, he was Mata Tiltul Mukze Letzerich Yontev, so we'll say the Isser Tiltul Mukze is more Chomo than the Issa-Stir Darabonim, and if he was Mata Tiltul Mukze, Vadigvis, he was Mata the Issa-Stir. So then it wouldn't be too gefährlich. But I don't think in Svara this is true, because Tiltul Mukze is a pure Darabon and a Gzeir of Nehemiah, Tiltul Mukze, and the Stira Darabon Lachere is Me'en, I mean, it's Chazal just elaborated on the Isser Stira Diraisa, I mean, Teire, the such an Isser Stira, and this they said, Midrabonon. This is also Asat Stiris. I wouldn't think that this Stira Darabonon is killed on this Tiltul Mukze. But Al Kaponim, I have a big problem over here. Here it would seem that it was Mata this Stira. Let us see Rashi. Bishal Kalim, Kigoin Teva Anu Ula Yede Kesher Hevel, Mater Mafki Bechaiter de Stira Bekalim. Meisve Chaisomish Bekarke, Beyontev Mater Mafki Bechaiter. That's a kasha. Alma Chaisomis Akshurim, Ein Behem Mishum Stira Midiraise, Bishabes Midarabonan Udoso. Now, Loizachisi, to understand this Rashi says a whole Megillah, which I don't begin to understand the reason for the Megillah, and L'chayre Rashi avoided what the Kasha was. Let us go back to what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, you're not allowed to be Mata Chaisomais in Shabbos in Yontif. Now let us ask ourselves, is it Osamina Teire? Is it Osamina Rabbonim? I don't know. For it could be it's Osamina. He just said you're not allowed to. He didn't say you're Chayit. He just said you're not allowed to. Could well be it's Osamina Rabbonim, but it's also. So the kasha is, I found a tana that says it's mutter beyontiv. You said it's also beyontiv. There's a tana that says it's mutter beyontiv. She says that tana is rameya. Finished. But the kasha is not on the lumdis of the baraisa. The kasha is on the halacha of the baraisa. That means you said a halacha, Shmuel, you said a halacha, that it's also lahatel beyontiv, and the tana says it's mutter lahatel beyontiv. Rashi says, it's a whole lumdis. It says in the Baraisi, you're allowed to be Chaytech Alme. So we see from this, Chaysom is Akshur Mein Ben Mishum Stira Midaraisa. It's not also Midaraisa. Or Bishabis Midarabonu Dosa. Who said not like that? The Kasha is. Kubishmu also said it's also Midarabonu. The Kasha was, but you said Yontav is Mutter. You said Yontav is Dosa. Here it says Yontav is Mutter. That's the Kasha. So this whole Megillah that Rashi is saying, the whole Alma, I don't know what the need of the Alma is, and that's not, whatever Rashi says, we still don't see what the Kash is. It could be also with the Rabbanan, could be also in Yom Tov also. So the Kash is, the Untish, the Shura, the Kash is, here we see it's Mutter. Finished, that is the Kash. So I don't understand why Rashi had to say this. Let's go a little further. So, Omani Rameri, Dama Apeches Lachatchil Avanoito. So it's not kasha on me, and we paskin like the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, just like you're not allowed, to be poiches abayis, you're not allowed to be soiser. Not allowed to be chayter chavolim chaysomis. Frek de gemore umi pligi rabbonon. Is this true? בפליגי רבונן עלי בחיסומי שבקרקה, ועשניה, מוידים חכומים לרמייר בחיסומי שבקרקה, שבשבס מטר, אבל לא מפקיע ולא חייתך, ביונטב מטר ומפקיע וחייתך. דרחומים עמוד בחיסומי שבקרקה, so you see the חומים also hold that חיסומי עמותה. So you're wrong. So now let's try to understand this halacha. So we see that the chachamim who are chaylik by poiches, they're moide by chesomish shebekarke. Now, how do we understand this halacha? Now, look, hey, this is also bishloim if you say that the only iser of poiches is mukte. So then it's very good. There is a mukta dikei, so they were not mata mukta l'tzayra chaychol nefesh. Here there's an iser of stira, the iser stira, they were mata l'tzayra chaychol nefesh. If you learn there is also an iser stira and they asered, so then we have to understand, so that is a stira they asered, this is the stira they were mata. Unless you'll say this is on the gedulei shmul, could be this two iserim, there's an iser stira and an iser mukta, so memele, so by poiches they asel because there's two isurim, there's mukta and stira, and by chesomis there's only stira, they were mat. About kaponim, so the Gemara asks on Shmuel, so how could you say it's osur and yontif? The chachamim, you're saying you hold like the chachamim also a mat and yontif, and you say it's osur. And for the Gemara, who the omar ki haitan? You're right, the chachamim also that it's osur, but he paskin like a third tanit. The sanya chaisome shebekarke matir, avoloi mavkiya veloi chaitech, echot shabbos veechot yontif. Veshebekli, period. So memele, so he found a third tane. This third tane holds that one is permitted to, one is also to be chaitech in yontif also. So he found a third tane. Now again, I don't see that this Tana should hold the Tosam in Apeira. I mentioned Rashi before. It could be this Tana also the Tosam in Darabona by Yonte. Al Kaponim, Shmuel found a third Tana, and this third Tana holds that it is also beyond the also not how he passes. Who the Oma ki hai Tana? Shmuel, the Oma le'el da filu biyontev, eine mafkiye, the Oma ki haitane, the Oma nami, b'chaisome shebekarke, da filu biyontev, ein mafkiye. At this time, the whole, chaisome shebekarke, filu biyontev, ein mafkiye. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. So finish now with Amfet Shmuel. Like the Gemara, Bishabekli, this Bereise says, Chaisome Shabekeli, Bishabes Matir, Avoloi Mavkia, Voloi Chaitech. Now, Chaisome Shabekeli, Bishabes is Matir, Avoloi Mavkia, Voloi Chaitech, Biyontev, Matir, Umavkia, Vachaitech. So this Bereise differentiates between Shabbos and Yontev by Chaisome Shabekeli. Shmuel did not differentiate. Shmuel held Chaisome Shabekeli. There's a klal in Binyan Astira Bekeli. In Binyan Astira Bekeli, some Meile, so there's no Issa. And here it says, Shabbos Atosa, Yontev is Mutter. Frek de Gemore, Tirats de Lecho Reishe. So the Reishe is very good. You've emphasized your first din. El Seife Kasha, the Seife is not like you. And for the Gemara, Homoni Rab Nechemyehi. The Seife, he says, is not Osir Alts, Betsam, everyone holds like me, Ain Stira Bekalem. And the Seife here that Asselt in Shabbos to take a knife and cut the Chesomis, it's not Alts the Isser Stira, it's Alts the Isser Tiltel Mukze, the Omar. It's going according to Rav Nechemya, the Omar kol hakelim ein nitolin el derech tashmish. Let us see Rashi. So the Gemara says, Tiratzel lecho reishe de milsa de Shmuel, the reishe yufa emfert. Bechaisome Shebekalke, the Messiah Haitan. So the Reish of Shmuel is understood, it's for example. Aber Seife Kash, the Oma Shmuel, Shmuel said Bishal Kalim, Afilo Bish Abis Matum Afkiya Bechaitech, Vaitane Tony, Bishal Kalim, Bish Abis Matur, Avaloy Mafkiya Veloy Chaitech. And for the Gemara, Amoni Rav Nechemyeh, Kloima. Lo'oila mutal afkiya velachtech. Yelatim afkiya in chaytech. Ve'ein be'mishum stira. There's no stira by kelim. Alahay tana gufa im yochal afkiya lenatek biyoda. If you can go and tear the rope with your hands, sure. V'ho de kosar, mishum tiltal sakim kosar. You're not allowed to be choiter, cut it open because you're being metalta the sacket. What's wrong to be metalta the sacket? Rav Nechemyeh, the Omar be'erevin, afilu talbe, talbe I think is a shepler full, v'afilu talis, ein nitolon ela tzerech tashmish shehein miyuchodin loy. Amoyodike chum Rav Nechemyeh. Rav Nechemyeh says that you have a keli, which is a klisha malachti laheta, you're only allowed to move this keli letzoirech tashmish ein yuchodim lo. Your talvid you use to take out soup with knedlach, but you can't do anything else with it. You want to bang someone on the head with it, that's also, it's tiltal mukze. The same thing by a talis. A letzoirech tashmish ein yuchodim lo. V'sakin la'oichlan hu de miyuchet. A sakin is miyuchet only for food. That's what a sakin is used. V'loy l'chay somish. You don't cut rope with a sakin. V'holei svira le'u shmul kivosi. So this baraisa holds, like Rav Nechemyeh, that there's an isel tiltal keli betashmish, that's not miyuchet loy. So Mamel and this Shmuel doesn't pass like Nechemyeh, but in the Etzim Yesod that Shmuel said, that Shmuel said that ain binyan astira bekelim, that is a davar muskim everyone holds. Yeah, period. Agav Ulche, the Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos is chaylik on Rashi. The Ben Tam says that the Ben Tam says as follows that he being here's a raya that according to Rav Nechemyeh a kli shemalachta leisur is also mutal taltal. So he says if there's a loche you only lati metaltal the tashmish hamiyuched loy so you ought to be metaltal it. So he says like this: the criteria is not miyuched loy, the criteria is a tashmish harogil. Therefore, you're allowed to take a hammer to open up a walnut. That's considered a tashmish harogel. Lav davke miyuchet. Even though a hammer is miyuchet for nails, but it's rogel for coconuts and agoizim. But to take a knife and cut rope, that is a tashmish ein regila, and there, according to Rav Nechemyeh, it's also. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Al koponim, so Shmuel answered that this paraisa holds like Rav Nechemyeh. But al kaponim, we see a chiddush over here. So, filu de Rav Nechemyeh that was machma by tiltal mukze, he differentiated between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That Shabbos, tiltal mukze is davke, tashmish harogel. And Yom Tov, tiltal keli is only mutabe, but tashmish harogel, tashmish amyuchet. But Yom Tov, you'll have to be mishtamish, and to be metaltal filu, a tashmish ein regila. Fragt die Gemorre, ihr am Nechemje, ma ihr je Shabbos afu le Yontev nami. Vritei, so what's the difference, tak? Vritei mishan, ihr leir am Nechemje, ben Shavuos Shabbos le Shavuos Yontev, we'll say, no, there's a chilek tak. Shabbos, tilfa mukta za Shavuos, in Shavuos Yontev is killed, and Shavuos Shabbos. Fragt die Gemorre, mi shan yele, is there then a difference between the tiltal mukta Rav Nechemyeh who holds not tiltal mukta tiltal kalim, is there a difference between tiltal kalim between Shabbos and Yontev according to Rav Nechemyeh? It can't be. Botoni chode we learned one baraisa masikim bekalim that one is permitted to take a keli and throw it into the fire. You'll have to use it for kindling wood. Ve'ein masikin b'shivrei keli. But you're not allowed a keli, that broken yontif, you're not allowed to use that for kindling wood. Lochere, the poshe pshat is Rashi is not too clear, but Rashi in Shabbos says clear, because it's neilot. That means that if you had a chair, yesterday it was a piece of furniture, it was a keli, today it became kindling wood, so that's neilot, so ein masikin b'shivrei keli. Besanya idok, we learned a second baraisa, masikin bein bekelim, bein beshivrei kelim. This is, we'll see later, the first time is Rabbi Huda that holds a mukze, and it's a neilot, so my male not ought to be masik beshivrei kelim. The second time is Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold a mukze, so he holds neilot is also mutter. So my male, you're allowed to be masik beshivrei kelim, even though it's neilot. Besanya idok, we learned a third baraisa, Ein masik in loy bekelim b'loy b'shivrei kelim. Now, this third barais, umishani, so we have a stira of three barais, umishani, we enter the stira loy kasha, or Rab Yehuda, or Rab Shimon, or Rab Nechemia. Eis is the Tanakam is Rab Yehuda that holds a mukze, so shivrei kelim is noilot, so therefore it's also. The second barais holds you masik b'shivrei kelim, it's Rab Shimon that doesn't hold a mukze. The third one is Rab Nechemia. Now Rab Nechemia holds, according to Mechemi, the problem is a different problem. How are you allowed to pick up a chair to be metaltal at Letzayre Chesik? That's not the Tashmish HaMiuchid law. You're not to be metaltal a chair. Now, he says, Ein Masikin Bekelim, so we're speaking about Yontif, not speaking about Shabbat. So we see the Chumre of Rab Nechemi, that you're only allowed to be metaltal a Keli, Letzayre Tashmish HaMiuchid law, this applies, Afilun Yontif also. So how could you tell me that the previous baraisa that differentiates between Shabbos and Yom Tov, you tell me it's going according to Rav Nechemia, and it's also, and the whole list is only Shabbos and not Yom Tov. And with the Gemara, Trei Tanoi Valibe de Rav Nechemia. This is Machlikas Tanoi what Rav Nechemia holds. So this baraisa holds Rav Nechemia was Machmefel and Yom Tov. The previous baraisa holds Rav Nechemia was Mekel and Yom Tov. Let us see Rashi. Ihochi the Rab Nechemyehi, some emele, so what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Ah, you'll tell me Shvus Shabbos, the Tilto Shvus, Vulay Hichmer Betilto Yontif, Kibishel Shabbos. It's not true. We see Rab Nechemyehi was Machmafila be Yontif, Masikim be Kalim. Dimnei Tilto Namininu, a Kali is about Tilto. Metaltolon Nami Lasikon. So a person is permitted to be metaltal nami lasikon. So I heard a shtikel ha'orim, and later I found in Bichas Avrom the ha'orim. By, we know that there are two inyonim. There's one inyon of tiltal mukze, there's one inyon of shimush mukze. Tiltal mukze is a takone of Nechemia that Chazal asked that one is not permitted to be metaltal, only oichlim vekelim, not other things. It's an iso tiltul, and that's the din of tiltul mukze. Then there's another inyan of shimush b'mukze, which we had a Rashi before that the mevechinu aseshayeviu could be a tzadaraisa or a kain daraisa. That's an iser shimush, and one is only permitted to use in yontif something which is oimed to be used in yontif. If it's not oimed to be used, it was not minamuchon. It's not oimed for this, so it's mukze. So lechayre, it struck me when I learned the Gemara. Now Rashi says masikim bekelim the bnei tiltul naminin. Rashi explains how one is permitted to pick up. I'm taking my furniture. I'm taking out my dining room chair, and I'm going to put it into the fire. So I'm allowed to pick up my dining room chair. There's no shayla whatsoever. So Rashi says, it's a keli, it's bnei tiltul namininu, metaltul nami lasik, and you're allowed to be metaltul. It's a ben tiltul, it's a keli, so it's a keli ma bnei tiltul. If it's bnei tiltul, it's no difference for what reason you're being metaltul. As long as a keli, it's metaltul from keli. Rav Nechemia said you have to be metaltal for the Tashmish HaMiuchad, but we don't pass. Like, I mean, the Tanakama doesn't hold like Rav Nechemia. But L'cheirat Megahat Anandresha, but how are you allowed to use it for firewood? It's not oimid. Your dining room chair was not oimid to be used for firewood. So now this is a shimush that was not minamuchan. All of a sudden you ran out of firewood. You have 10 sick kids in the house. So you have to do it now. Aber al kolponim, ich mein, it wasn't minamuchan. So how are you allowed to do this? So I found Baruch Hashem, the Bichas Avrom asks the kashe. The Bichas Avrom says, he says, ladies, a stira to this, but al kolponim, the wild ignorance is bliss. Now, so the Bichas Avrom says that the geder of muchan is, it's in the chayfetz and not in the shimush. That means the din of muchon is that you're only permitted to use chafetzim which were muchon to be used. That's the gather of muchon. So let's say, so shadows like this. So this chair was muchon to be used. I'm allowed to use the chair. The din muchon is not in the shimush. That means not the din muchon is, I'm only allowed to do a shimush which was muchon to be used. That means, so then I have a problem. I wasn't muchon to use this as firewood. Then there's a problem. But he says, no, that's not the problem. That's not the din of muchon. Muchon is in the chayfetz. A chayfetz which is muchon l'shimush. A chayfetz which was muchon l'shimush. You're permitted to use it l'eize shimush that you want. So memele, so that's why he wants to say, that's why it's masikim bekele. Ein masikim b'shivrei kelim shenishberu b'yontif v'hashte lechozi l'tiltul. So Rashi starts again talking about tiltul. Now you can't bring the tiltul. It's not a keli. V'im ishum dechozi l'asoke. But it's kindling wood. Esme loy lohochi kaime. But yesterday it wasn't oimid for hasoke. So here Rashi leaves us a little bit in the air. So yesterday it wasn't oimid l'hasoke. I mean, so this is megabadr. So, and by the keli also wasn't oimid lahasoke. Wasn't oimid lahasoke yesterday either. I mean, lechayreb Rashi and Shabbos says klod chson is noilad. Rashi says a kaponim. Now it became a new entity. That means before it was broken, it was a piece of furniture. Now it became firewood. So this is noilad. So it wasn't it never this entity. Was not existent before Shabbos. Leilochi kaimis a memele. So this is neila. Masikim bein bekelim. The last lohu mukze. This is abshim. Hey, masikim loy bekelim. The nitlam ela letzerich tashmishon. You can only take it letzerich tashmishon. Becholshkem beshivrei kelim. The neila too. So it doesn't have any tash. You see, it's family neila. So it doesn't need. There's never shame kelim. Boram nechem ye. So this is Rav Nechemya, Mitzios, Rav Shimon, the middle of Bais is Rav Shimon, Kamais, Rav Yehudish, Ma'amino, Biyontev, Omer Rav Nechemya, the Rav Nechemya asked if it was Biyontev, the Asoke, Biyontev, Koi, Treitano, Ichad, Omer, Shonilei, Shvus, Shabbos, Mishvus, Yontev, Vechad, Omer, Loi, Shonilei, and someone says, there's no difference. Zok, the Mishnah Vaita, Ein poichsin es aner mipnei shu oise keili. Let us see Rashi. Ein poichsin es aner litoil echad min habayim shol yoitzer. Now, habayim shol yoitzer was the raw materials of a kli cheres before you put it lekivshon. So this clay, they used to make bulls, patties of cheres. And there was a mass of cheres, but they had no shimish whatsoever. So now, if a person wants to make something out of it, so let's say he'll go and make an indentation, belitchayv egroifoy lesoichay, he'll go and stick in his fist in this beish al cheres, lach koikner, and with that, he'll have a lamp that he can put in oil and a wick, and so memele with one shtuk, he can make from nothing. So something that doesn't have any teres keli, to make it into keli. So you're not allowed to do this. And poichsin esanets, you're not allowed to be mafches. This beim shall it's even though it's a bissel modnatake, Loshen, it's not a person as an air. You, with the prisa, by pushing it in, you make it an air. It's not an air already. In person as an air, we'll see, maybe according to Tosfos it's a little better, but, I mean, it's not an air yet. You're making it an air. Lach in person, oh, so Bemison, so Rashi said, lach koikne, it's like it's missing a word. In person, lach koikne as an air. Now, you're not to be allowed to be peiches abeye shel cheres, lach koikes aner. That's a Rashi l'mshat in the Mishnah. That the priest will make, that's, that I make, I'll be able to be, with the priest, I'm choikik aner. Bibnei, shu oise keili, because he's making a keili, and this is also beyontif. Vein oisim pchomim beyontif, one is not permitted to make pchomim beyontif, to make coals beyontif. Dino, so Rashi says, the inu nami keili ninu, it's a keili, the tzirfei zohov. So, the Miri is a hoshtek tervi, I don't know if Rashi learned like the Miri, but the ritus loshen of Rashi would mean, l'chayref, this is a special fuel, which is man-made, that also is a teres keili. So, the inu nami keili ninu, the tzirfei zohov. So that you also know how to do. When there's some chomim beyond, when choitchen as a psila, you're not allowed to cut a wick. So Rashi says, a psila nami keili hilad loke, which is tzorich asiyah v'tikun. So my melem, by cutting it in half, you are creating two wicks of faith. So you're making keilim. You're made out of one, two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer choitcha ba'ol, you're allowed to, if you have one long wick, you're allowed to cut it into two by putting it over the fire. Choitcha ba'ol, b'gmorah meforish, ma'ishna ul misakin. What's the difference if you're cutting it to, what's the difference how you're doing it? But l'maisa, you're making two psilas, you're making a keli. So we have here in the Mishnah, three isurim peichsen asaner, and oisin pchomim and choitchen psila, and they're all also because it's an asiyas keli. You're not allowed to make a keli beyontiv. I'm not mistaken, the Rishonim say over here, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah seems to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda mechaitchabo, but he's made it to the first two cases. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that machshirei oichol nefesh is mutter, So without terutzim lach, that it was efsheh b'erev yontif, but the Daran and the Rosh says that he was only mater a tikkun keili. That means machshirech nefesh, you have to fix it. But to create a new keili, afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is also in yontif. So v'ket mineshu oise keili, here he's making a keili. To make a keili, afilu Rabbi Yehuda was also not mat. Frag the Gemore, man tane the prisas ner mono. Who's the tane that by being poiches it, and you're making it into a ner, that alone, that means even though you didn't harden it, it is still in the clay form, that also is called a keli. Oma Rav Yosef Rameiris. Rav Yosef said, it's going according to Rameir, the sanya we learned in a baraisa, klicheres me emesai me kabel tumim. We hear a baraisa as follows. When is the klicheres me kabel tumim, mishenigmero melachtoi divrei rameo? Rabbi Shuaimer, mishi yitzarfoi bekipsh. Let us see Rashi. Man tane de prisas ner monu, koidem shetzarfoi bekipshon. Who is the tane that holds that before tziruf bekipshon, It also gets a teres keli. V'shenigmara melachton chakikosom. As long as you made the indentation into it, it's called a farfik keli. M'sheyitzarfoy, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's not a keli. M'sheyitzarfoy, m'sheyichaskeim al yedei tziruf ha'ur bekifshom. It only gets a teres keli when it is strengthened and hardened, when you put into a kifshon. Mitzaref beloshen chachomim mechazek umekash. Klicheres uklimatres. Bedova amachaskon bein bemayim bein beur.
That means we had in Shabbos, Numa, we had, there's a din metzarif, you take a hot piece of mattress and you put it into cold water, that's metzarif. Here we're doing the opposite. So Rashi says that the shame metzarif is not on the pula you're doing, it's on the poil yoytze that is happening, and the metzarif is a lotion of chizuk. The Rishash wants to say, could be, but the shayrish adover is that the scaling become nischazik because the chelke hakeli come together through heat or through cold, and that hardens them and that strengthens them. That's how they come together. That's what the Rishash says. So that's why the lotion of chizuk comes with the lotion of tziruf. That since the Chelki Akeli become Mitzurif, Zeb or Zeb becomes closer together, they become more united, that makes it that it should be more, that it should be harder and stronger. Anyway, so we have here Amachloikes Tanoim, in Hilchis Tume Vetara, Klicheres Meimesai Mekabel Tume, we have Amachloikes Ramei and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rameya holds that as long as it has the form of a Keli, even though it doesn't have the strength of a Kli Cheres, it's also a Keli, it's Mekabel Tume. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it doesn't get a Teres Keli, Kabbalah Tume till Tzitzirah Bekivshim. So Mamele, the Tana of our Mishneh, that says, Ein Peichsin Asaneh, Bimnei Shu Oise Keli, this is Rameya. Yeah. So Abaye asked, Mimai, where do you see from that Mishnah that Rameya would hold that Peichsin Asaneh also gets a Tereskele? Dil Ma'at kan lekoma Rameya Hosom ele de Chozi likibuli beimidi. Rameya is speaking about, you have to understand one thing. If you have a klicheres before you made tziruf bekivshon, you can't put any liquid in it because the liquid will become dissolved in the walls of the keli. It will make that the keli should disintegrate it. I mean, you can put peiros in it, other things in it. So Rameya and Mesechten that the Seft of Kalim is speaking about a large keli, which you don't have to put oil in it or wine in it. You could put apples, pears, you could put the different things in it. So Mamela, so Rab Meir said, here's a Teres Keli. So it's cool, you made a Keli. It's not hot, but you made a Keli. Here we're speaking about a Ner. A Ner is a very small receptacle. You can't put an apple in it. So the only thing they could do, you can put an ounce of oil in it, and that'll burn. Now oil you can't put in it now because there's no tziruf bekivshim. So memela, so what kind of a keli did you make over here? So that's Abayis Kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Abohochi lemai chosi, and the gemara likbule be pshite. You could put pshite in it. Now, Basach Mir, Pshiti, I think, are coins. As I dachsen, you can put coins into it. So memeles, you can put a few pennies in it, and memeles, so you can use it as a pushke. So dachsen mir steito a chiddush. Maybe it's a poshet zach, but al kaponim, to me it looks like a chiddush. That if pshiti is coin, so even though lemaise, I'm making it in yontif. And in Yontif, I don't have any use from it whatsoever, because I won't put coins in Yontif either. So I made a keli, which halachically has no use. Afal pikein, since physically there is a use, that means theoretically there's a use. If a person would put some coins in it, it can be used as a pushke. So it has a teiris keli, even though lemaisa, this usage will never come about the poil, but a theoretical usage is also sufficient. That's what the chiddush in the gemara. Aber kaponim, that's as able to say is given from the gemara. Now, grad the meiri when he says pshat na mishneh. The meiri when he says pshat na mishneh. So the Meiri says that you can put psalmim in it. So when psalmim says, okay, the Gemara doesn't say that, but one of the Meiri says this. Yeah, okay. Let us see Rashi. Umimai the Sviral Aramea Bener Kishar Klicheres. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that an air is like other Klicheres? Bishloime Shar Klicheres Gedoilame. They're large utensils. Im Einem Ruyim Lamayim Liyain Dovalach Neshem Machon that will disintegrate Abachos the meal, the dovayovish. So you could use it to put a dry thing in it, could go in Paris. Abonair Kotnu. Chile chozi le milsei, if it's not chozi to put in shemen, le mai chozi. Meshani chozi le kibuli be pshiti, you could put pshiti in. That is the first lotion of our Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef said our mission is going according to Rabbi Meir. Let us see Taisus. Ein peichsin es haner. Perish Rashi. Rashi said, Litel echod min ha gulmim shal yaitzer. You're taking one of the gulmim of a yaitzer. Velitchayv egreifay besaychayn. You're punching, you stick in your fist. Velachkay gner and you form a lamp. Shall basically, now to do this. V'teime im kem pshita da osar, afilu ein oise kli gomo, v'kol mokim osar la hasral esakli. So Taisa says, so what's the whole problem? So why do you have to go with Bekiyas, Meir, Rabbi Yeshua? Afilu koin tem shiv doesn't have a teiris keili legabit tume, but Taisa's hold seems to hold that this should be osar. His aschol esakli is also osar. Tachsame, I saw the Magen Shleima wants to say that could be Rashi Lashitos. Rashi holds a binyan bekelim. There's no such thing. There's no type of binyan whatsoever bekelim. The only way you can have binyan bekelim is if you do makabe patish or kere. There's only other malachas. There's no inyan of binyan. So memele, so bishleima, if it's called the gemara keli. So it's called makem epatish. So it's also there's no inyan of the mission says shu oisik keli, but there's no isa to make a keli. If you're then binyan bekel, there's no isa of oisik keli. So oisik keli has to be that's the gemar, the makem epatish. The isa that's makem epatish. So it has to be the gemar. So according to Rabbi Shuda, that the gemar you have to harden it. Taisus could be Lashitasi Taisus old that is Nisa Binyan also. So Mamela Scholot, the Maginish Lema says that could be they go Lashitasam. Rashi that holds that ain't Binyan Bekalim, there's only in a Binyan. So the whole Issa is only the Makabe Patish. So you have to find out if this is the Gemar HaKeli. Ascholot HaBinyan is nothing. Masha'enkein Taisus. Taisus, there is such a Musag of Binyan Bekalim also. So Taisus holds that Cholas Abinyan is also something. Period. V'oit koshe, mai ka'oma alo bigmore. The way Rashi says pshat, so we're speaking about a person with a mass of clay. Mai ka'oma alo bigmore, me'emesai mekablen tume, misho shenigmara malachto. Mekabel tume, when it's nigma malachto. Hoyil v'habi keil. V'ektach Taisus, amir dike kashe. Since we're speaking about it, they didn't put it into a tano yet. You can't have a kli adome, so it's not a kli cheres yet. A kli cheres is when it's baked. So now it's a kli adome. It's made out of earth. Kli adome mekablen tume. If a place is a meridike kasha, a kli adome is not mekabel tume. The Meiri wants to say a teretz on Rashi. The Meiri says that what a kli adome is not mekabel tume means that a person took a piece of earth and he made an indentation in the earth. He made a base kibble. So that kli adome is not mekabel tume. If a person takes earth with water and he's megabel it and he makes a new material, this is not a piece of earth. This is taking the different types of earth and mixing them together, being megabalit. So memele, that falls into the category, of klicheres already, and it is mekabotum.
Lekach nire leforich. Al kaponim, Tosfos does not at all like Rashi's pshat. Lekach nire leforich. So therefore, so Tosfos says as follows. The in peichsin es aner means as follows. Shekach regilim losum ba'aviroi. Koidem afiyosoi. Before they used to put it into the oven, they used to want to make sure that the walls of the keli do not crumble in. So before they put it into the oven, losam baviri koidem afiyosam kash edova acha. They lishme ha'avir b'shas afiyah shlo yiplu ha'machitzes. Yachat, v'yistayim ha'avir. That was all that happened. So they used to stuff up the keli with some different material to make sure that the walls don't crumble in. U'la'ache afiyosei k'tas. Then they used to bake it a little bit, that it had some strength, that we were ensured now that the walls will not crumble in. Now they used to take away that cash. That means we have a foreign material in the ner, which was put there to ensure that the wall should not crumble in. Then there were two stages of tziruf, of baking. First they baked it a little bit, hardened to a certain extent, then they took it out of the oven, then they removed this foreign thing. That's called peichsin es aner. The havi kegmoi gmarkli. Now after you took out this thing, that's called the gmar of the keli, v'nigmar omalachtoi. That's the Gemar Keli. The removal of the kash, which was in the Keli. Ulefi sheregilin. So now they say, you're not making a Keli, you're just going, you're removing the thing. This is the Gemar of the Keli. Ulefi sheregilin la'ache shel silke ma'ashe b'soiche shemarziren oise letalna, letalna k'de letzalfe heitiv. Now they put it back into the Tano, to make sure that it should get very hard. That means, so this alone, since eventually it will be again put into the Tano to harden it, so there's a svara to say that not a gmar keli yet. So who is the Tano that holds the priestess ne'amonu? The mekabelin tumek sheksilek ma'ashem esimim b'seichek. As soon as you take out that which was inside. That's enough. That's the Gemar. Almi the priestess ne'er heine Gemar Keil. That's Rameya. But it's not a Kli Adome. It was in the oven already. Rabbi Yeshua come and Mishi Yitzarfa b'kivshin. The ain't a Kli Atshiyar z'oysel letano. They're letzorfa. Yimkel l'didei priestess ha'bishari. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, Prisa will be mut. So that is the first loshen of Rabbi Yosef, that the Tana of our Mishneh that holds peichsin as aner is gives it a teres keli. This is Rab Meir of the Mishneh and Kalim, and we hear the Brais and Kalim. We have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what peichsin as aner means. According to Tosfos, al kaponim is good the loshen. I've asked on the Mishnah, it's not a ner yet. According to Tosis Lucheira, it is a ner in your, you have already has a semblance of a ner and it hardened already. You're just taking out the foreign, so the Loshen is a little better like Tosis. And Peirsin as a ner, according to Rashi, if you say, and Peirsin, lachkeik as a ner. What's that, I'm saying like Rashi? Zog the Gemara weiter, Ike da Amri Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Leza Berab Tzodiki. That our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok. He's the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that even though it's not Mitzurif yet, it is a Teres Keli. The Snan, we learned, Alfesin Choroni Yais Tahoirais Bo'oyol Hameis, Utmeyais Bemasa Hazov, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok Oima Av Tahoirais Bemasa Hazov, vishay nigmela melachta. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, alfesen choronijos, ikadamri amar Rav Yosef, mas nisen duktoni prises aneer monohu, ablazba psodiki, damot ne chakike lab monohu, before the chakike does never teres mono, aber chakike mash vilei mono. Alfesen choronijos, meforish lakamon, כאורש של בני היורש, שאינם בני כרוכים גדולים. These are plates of בני היורש, שאינם בני כרוכים גדולים. This wasn't big city people. This was people who lived in big towns. ואין מקפידים על כלים נועים. They're not מקפיד that you have to have a beautiful כלים. So by them, ומשנפשתו הכאורה של חרס, so as long as they went to the person who made these kli cheres, as soon as it got flattened out, spread out a plate of cheres, that means it was a flat plate without any indentations whatsoever, so you meet on it already. Vein mamtindim, they did not wait atishetishakek betitzaref bekipshom. They did not wait till you'll make an indentation in it, you'll make it shiva base kibbul. There was mamish a flat piece of cheres, and they didn't wait till you put into the kibshot. So that is alfesen choronius. Now, so this keli was used by people who lived in hick towns. They were mishamish with it. Is tahira is ba'oyel hameis. So if this keli will be found in an oyel hameis, the gabi oyel hameis be'inin toich likli cheres. Need a toich likli cheres to receive b'chol kli posuach mashmed yesh le pesach. Ken l'chol tumas mage. These tumas oyel hameis and tumas mage, a kli cheres is only mekabel tumas mitoichoi. Yes, they have a pesach. So if it is flat, doesn't have a pesel, doesn't have a base kibble, so it's not mekabelto. Utmeyei, so that's a technical problem, that it's not mekabelto, not because it doesn't have a teres keli, but it's a tenayin kli cheres, and it has to have a base kibble. Utmeyei is bemasa hazov, but if a zov will carry it, shazov metame kli cheres beheset. If this is that, the nafkalom beteres koyanim, me kli cheres hashiga by a zov, tashinin osim zeh haseitoi. So there, the Heset Azov doesn't have to be Mekabel Tume Mitoichoi. Mekabel Tume Migaboi. But given the Metamele Heset Mavroi, so since Heset is a Metamele from the Atzel, Leboi, Toich. But Ksova Tanekame, Klininu, it has a Teiris Keili, Hoyul Umishtamshim Behen Kemoishain, that means even though, since this is used the way they are, Hilkech mekabelin tume bedavaroi letamun. So that means, even though this is really not a gemar keli, but if in the hick towns it is used that way, so that is a teres keli. Rabbelezer oi me'elem shum tume. They don't have any tume whatsoever. The lav keli, you know, this is not a keli. That what people use it, they take this flat utensil and they use it as a plate. That doesn't give it a teres keli. So it's not a keli. That means you have to, it's aim to have a base kibble. I mean, that they would use it now because the steak is ready. They don't have time to wait till they make a chakike. That doesn't give it a teres keli. You have to have at least a base kibble. But from Rabbi Lezer would seem, but if you would make a base kibble, metamis, but if you go by alfasin, alma rabbeleza, chakike mash vileimon. So fakel, tatanakama holds it's a keli without chakike, since it is used in these places. And rabbeleza, Rabbi Tzadik says, no, it doesn't have a teres keli till you make a chakike. Is alma leza memela. So al kaponim, you see a kli cheres, that you make a chakike, gets a teres keli, koin rabbeleza, Rabbi Tzadik. Amalei Abaye, so that's the Tana of our mission. Amalei Abaye do ma'at, kalei kamer Rabbeleza b'Rab Tzadik Osam, el d'chozer kibuli bei midi. There, when you make an indentation, you can put things into it. It's a big utensil. Avaloch l'may chozi, what can you do with it here? Le kibuli bei pshiti.
So the Gemara says you could again the same terrors like before on a bias cash. What does Rashi say? The Chazal kibul imidim is shenechkeku b'kayim chakike loy. That means it's will be safe from it doesn't have a teres keli without chakike. But here, after chakike, you can't do anything with it. So it's like you use it for pshiti. Tana rabbanon ein peirsin esaneir ein oisin alfesin charonios biyante. You're not allowed to make a person a saner, ben eisen alfsin charonius beyontif, rab shimin ben gamliel mater ba alfsin charonius, and he's mater to make alfsin, he's mater to rab shimin gamliel mater ba alfsin charonius, allowed to make alfsin charonius. Alpha Sacharonis means he holds like a blessed Bab Tzadik Mustama that Alpha Sacharonis is garnished unless you go in and make an indentation. Yeah. My Charonis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Aronis. That's from the Hiktans. My Aronis, Amar Rabbi Yitzhoy Chakliyos. Period. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Ve'ein Oisin Pchomim. One is not permitted to make pchomim, so you're not allowed to make charcoal. Rashi said it was aimed for the Gemara pshita lamai chazi. So the Gemara seems to be asking a different kasha. Gemara asks that, the Mishnah is telling us that he's doing this l'tzer yontif, but you're not allowed to do it because there's some malach involved. He's doing something. But if the only purpose of charcoal is for tzerf ezov, so he's not allowed to do it. I mean, there's no tzerch yantav over here. Pshita lamai chazi. Toni rabchiyat leinitzlecha ela lemoisran l'ul yorin. No, there are people in yantav who could use charcoal. These are the bali hamelchets. People who want to use hamelchitz, so memele, they use charcoal. That is the fuel that is used. So memele, so it says you're not allowed to make charcoal because it's a there to see a scaly. You're allowed to be mechaman hamelchitz in yontif. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi l'ul yorin, mechamei chamin u'melchetzois. These are people who heat up chamin melchetzois. Fa'af agav the letzerech yontif heinoisin, even though they're doing a letzerech yontif, but you're not allowed to make for them chamin. Mishori, frek the Gemara, is it muta lohochem? B'lai gozu ala lochitze b'mesecher Shabbos. You're never permitted to be mechin chamim. I mean, the miri ratayisuf. I mean, the tamas is not a davar shabbat lachol nefesh. You're not allowed to be mechin. So what is this? So Moshe says, lohaziyah machnis apchamim lesoichoy. You put the pchamim in the beis hamelchitz. The odem nechnosim and meziyim. They come in and they start sweating. So there would be theoretically a legitimate reason to make these pchomim. Afal pikein, it is also. Let us see Taisvus. Alfasin charonias tahoires ba'oyel ames. Perish Rashi. Ka'orei shal ayores. We are speaking about plates. Ve'einam makpidim al kelim noim, and miyakshen nifshat hakeli shal cheres, as long as it's spread out, oichlen mo, ve'ein mamtinin ashet ischokik, v'titzar v'beish. Ve'ein tahoirin ba'oyel ames, she'ein lahem toich, there's no toich, ube'inan kli pasuach, v'tmeis v'masazov, the zometam hakeli cheres besik, nafkalon, Mikli Chasashiga boy, Eze Magoy Shuk, Kulavim is a set of the Beinin Teich.
So Tosfos says, the hoil the englehem toif eich metame beheset. Amrine kol sheni bo lechlal maga eni bo lechlal heset. That means that the chiddush of heset is, even though b'maise there's no tumis, he's not negayev inside, but since theoretically there is be'etzim shayach tumis maga, so then it's shayach tumis heset. But if it doesn't have any teich, so how is it makabel to mesesin? The pirsha ben etam aroni yesh yesh lahem teich al shemuchusois lemaila v'oim dis liposeach. That means the when the keli was made, it was made like a hollow ball. The Meiri says used to go, and later they used to cut it off, and the top chelik used to be the cover. So they don't open it up yet, they eat from the top. It's mice that has a seal on top of it. So it's not mekabel tuma b'yol ha'meis, because the tuma can't go through. The teich is sealed. Afal pi kein, a tzomit posel is mekabel tuma seset, because he theoretically has a teich. Shema tesite nishtei, become anamically tzomit posel, nitsa b'yol ha'meis, v'ni nitsa b'meis leishe b'nide. So memele, so since it has a teich, so therefore it's mekabel tuma seset.